Are there other examples where organisms rewrite their own DNA to adapt to changes in their environment? Dr. John Cairns was one of the first to discover this sort of an effect in 1988. Cairns studied a type of bacteria that cannot digest lactose and then put them in an environment where that's all there was. Of course, the vast majority of the bacteria starved and went into a suspended animation state. However, after a day or two, several of his bacterial cells spontaneously evolved, rewriting their own DNA to digest lactose. And this was not a random event. If there wasn't any lactose in the area, the adaptive mutation did not happen. Dr. Barry Hall continued this work with a study he published in 1990, and he found that if he deprived bacteria of certain key nutrients, such as the amino acids tryptophan and cysteine, some of their offspring ended up being able to synthesize these nutrients within their own bodies. Whatever the bacteria needed to survive was provided for them by the hidden laws of nature. Hall also suspects that this same effect explains how dangerous bacteria are able to adapt to new antibiotics so quickly. In 2008, another study proved that organisms can quickly rearrange their own DNA to help them adapt to the challenges of their environment. Back in 1971, biologists moved 5 breeding pairs of Italian wall lizards from their barren island home in the South Adriatic Sea, where they survived on insects, to a neighboring island that was lush and tropical. Up until this point, these species had never existed on the neighboring island. When the biologists returned to the tropical island, beginning in 2004, they were shocked to find that the descendants of these original parents had experienced substantial evolution in a short time. As revealed in a Daily Galaxy article, striking differences in head size and shape, increased bite strength, and the development of new structures in the lizard's digestive tracts were noted after only 36 years, which is an extremely short timescale, remarks Duncan Urshick, a professor of biology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Each of these changes was tailor-made to help the lizards eat plants. Thanks to a very rapid DNA rewrite, their digestive systems developed cecal valves, which were never before seen in this species. These organs create fermentation that breaks down plant material. Less than 1% of all lizard species in the world have this unique feature. Their heads became longer, wider, and taller, which gave them a substantial increase in bite strength, so they could more easily chew through plant fibers. Interestingly, they also stopped defending their own territory, now that they were eating by browsing rather than hunting. According to Dr. Urshick, our data shows that evolution of novel structures within an organism can occur on extremely short timescales. Another classic study was performed by Rosemary and Peter Grant, who spent 20 years on an island in the Galapagos, studying and identifying every single individual bird there, beginning with 400 when they first arrived and surging to over 1,000 during their stay. Throughout these 20 years, they continuously observed about 20 generations of finches. To their amazement, individual species made genetic changes in remarkably short periods of time. The majority of these improvements involved a change in the size and shape of their beaks. As one example, when the island went through a period of extended drought, seeds became tinier and harder to reach, so the birds evolved longer and sharper beaks to be able to eat them. The Grants also found that the birds had actually rewritten their own DNA to produce these changes. According to Jonathan Weiner, author of The Beak of the Finch, A Story of Evolution in Our Time, Darwin vastly underestimated the power of natural selection. Its action is neither rare nor slow. It leads to evolution daily and hourly, all around us. And we can watch. In 2009, ornithologists announced another discovery of rapid evolution in forest birds. Soon after the forests were cut down, the birds' wingtips became pointier. But if the forests expanded, their wingtips became more round. In 2009, National Geographic reported that a never-before-seen monster fish had been found in the Congo River, which moves through several countries in Africa. Dr. Melanie Stiassny, a fish biologist at the American Museum of Natural History, said, "What we're seeing here is kind of evolution on steroids. When we go out into the oceans, we find that the immortal jellyfish can completely rewrite its own DNA in the presence of starvation, physical damage, or other types of crisis." According to Maria Pia Miglietta, a Pennsylvania State University researcher, instead of sure death, the immortal jellyfish transforms all of its existing cells into a younger state. The jellyfish convert their own tissues and genetic material back to their earliest stage of growth, and the jellyfish's cells are often completely transformed in the process. Muscle cells can become nerve cells, or even sperm or eggs. Another interesting fact was that every jellyfish of this species they found worldwide was genetically identical, even though the tropical jellyfish had only 8 tentacles, whereas those in cooler waters could have as many as 24. Drifting ocean currents could not explain how this species ended up appearing identically in so many different places around the world. Dr. Miglietta speculated that the jellyfish must be hitching rides on long-distance cargo ships. Energetic evolution and species transformation. In 1997, another seemingly impossible genetic mystery was discovered in the oceans. In this case, Dr. Lingbao Chen and his associates found that fishes in the Antarctic and several species of northern cods had evolved nearly identical antifreeze proteins, even though there is abundant evidence from paleontology, paleoclimate research, and the species' own physical appearance that they must have evolved separately. The conclusion was that these proteins had to have appeared through what they called convergent evolution, where this seemingly random process of Darwinian mutation is now doing the same exact thing in two totally isolated environments. I was particularly amazed by a National Geographic news story that appeared on February 15, 2009. The International Census of Marine Life is making a focused effort to identify and assess all species in the ocean, past, present, and potential future. In the process of assembling this vast body of data, the scientists found something astonishing. At least 235 different identical species have been discovered at the North and South Poles, and they do not exist anywhere else on Earth. This includes swimming snails, whales, worms, and crustaceans. There is simply no way that all these species could have been transported from one pole to the other. There are no shipping routes that go that way, and they could not survive a trip through warmer water. The scientists admitted that they were startled by this mystery. In 2002, Richard Pasichnik released both volumes of The Vital Vastness, and I was particularly struck by his discussion of the so-called Lazarus effect, which shows how species can spontaneously reappear after millions of years of extinction. A striking example is the time when virtually no insect fossils can be found for most of the entire Cretaceous period. After the end of the Cretaceous and the demise of the dinosaur, insect fossils return in full force, along with a striking increase in flowering plants. Are there times when conditions cause genetic material to revert to lost codes? A recently dead rodent with a long, fluffy tail called Leonastes was found for sale in a meat market in Laos. The only problem was that this creature had been extinct for 11 million years. This was reported in Science Journal in 2006. Mary Dawson of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History was quite surprised. "It is an amazing discovery. It's the first time in the study of mammals that scientists have found a living fossil of a group that's thought to be extinct for roughly 11 million years. That's quite a gap. Previous mammals had a gap of only a few thousand to just over a million years." Another example concerns a strange-looking elephant called a gomphotheres. Its trunk and tusks point straight forward, and it also has two teeth that stick out from its lower jaw. They were believed to have gone extinct some 1.788 million years ago. But recently, their fossils were found among ruins from early settlers of North America known as the Clovis people. This was again referred to as the Lazarus effect in action, and the Houston Museum of Natural Science website said, "This find has major implications." I also found an MSNBC article discussing French scientists who found a crustacean from the Glyphia group, genus Neoglyphia, some 400 meters down in the Coral Sea, northwest of New Caledonia. Philippe Boucher, a marine biologist, described it as halfway between a shrimp and a mud lobster. The problem, again, is that according to the fossil record, this species has been extinct for 60 million years. And in 2005, a UPI press release reported the discovery of a Wollemi pine tree within a small grove of trees in Australia. This tree can grow up to 120 feet high and has a 3-foot-wide trunk. The problem is that this tree went extinct 200 million years ago in the Jurassic period. Security is so high that even the scientists who are working on the site are blindfolded before they are flown in. Specimens have been taken from this secret location and are being sold by auction to ensure the survival of the species. As we see in the other cases, there are no examples of this tree anywhere in the fossil record from 200 million years ago until the present. According to UPI, Sydney's Royal Botanic Gardens told the newspaper the discovery is the equivalent of finding a small dinosaur still alive. The Lazarus effect may be caused by existing species rearranging into earlier versions on the DNA level, perhaps in the presence of unusual energetic stimulation, similar to what we saw in the Sibagaigi patent. Korean scientist Dr. Zhang Kangeng published a remarkable discovery in 1993 that demonstrates how this could happen. In this case, Kangeng found he could transfer the genetic code from one species into another through nothing more than an energy wave. Kangeng placed a duck inside a 5-sided, pentagon-shaped container and covered it with a domed mirror roof. Each of the 5 sides of the container had a hole with a funnel mounted in it, and then each funnel had a pipe that fed into a neighboring room where there was a pregnant mother hen. For 5 days, the duck was zapped with a high-frequency electrostatic generator. Amazingly, when the hen laid her eggs, what hatched out of them were not baby chicks. They were half duck, half chicken hybrids. Though they came from a chicken's body, they had the typical features of a duck: a flat beak, a longer neck, and larger internal organs such as the heart, liver, stomach, and bowels. After 1 year, the hybrid birds weighed 70% more than a normal chicken. The experiment was repeated with a total of 500 eggs, of which 480 hatched and grew. Of these 480 chicks, 80% had a flat, duck-shaped head. 90% had the eyes moved to a position that was more like a duck's than a chicken's. And 25% had webbing appear between their toes, which chickens do not normally have. these hybrids were able to breed with each other, and their own offspring continued to be half-duck, half-chicken hybrids, rather than reverting back to being ducks and/or chickens. Kangeng successfully applied for and was granted a patent for his invention as a device for biological information-directed transfer, though it obviously is not in common use. He was also able to zap peanuts and send their wave information into sunflower seeds, and this created hybrid plants that now looked, tasted, and smelled similar to peanuts. Their production increased by 180%, and again, the changes remained in place from one generation to another. Another little-known pioneer in this category is Italian scientist Pier Luigi Ighina, who worked as a student of Marconi, the revered inventor of radio, along with many other technologies. According to an article by Leonardo Vintini in the Epoch Times, a mainstream international newspaper, Ighina harnessed the energy that passed between the Earth and the Sun and used it to rejuvenate diseased cells. Another device he called Elios was allegedly able to purify any food he zapped with it. Given the effects we found in the Russian pyramid studies, this sounds quite familiar. In addition, Ighina apparently built practical working technologies that accomplished the same stupendous feats as the Russian pyramids. One device apparently neutralized earthquakes. Another device he called the magnetic stroboscope looked like a strange propeller. And when he powered it up on a cloudy day, within a matter of minutes, there would be a continually growing hole opening up in the clouds above his home, revealing blue skies. This must have been quite a sight to see. Ighina admitted that the most satisfying component of his unusual invention was the innocent smiles of children as they watched the clouds retire, as if by magic. This next excerpt contains the most interesting part of Ighina's research as it relates to our discussion. After years of arduous lab work, Ighina discovered the most profound nature of matter, that atoms do not oscillate, but vibrate. This revelation led to one of his more curious and brilliant inventions, the magnetic field oscillator. The scientist discovered that if he managed to change the vibratory state of a group of particles, the material itself could transform. What followed was a series of fantastic experiments in which the field oscillator played a leading role. On one occasion, Ighina set up his apparatus before an apricot tree. He then altered the atomic vibration so that it gradually became the same as that of an apple tree. After 16 days, he ascertained that the apricots had mutated almost completely into apples. This fits in very nicely with what Garyayev and Kangeng were both able to do. And the more we see the same discoveries appearing, the more likely it is that they are actually real. From here, Ighina's story gets even more interesting. After this experience, Ighina ventured to investigate the reach of his invention on animals. He altered the vibrational state of the tail of a rat to change it in 4 days into the tail of a cat. Even though the rat died after such treatment, perhaps its body was incapable of enduring such a rapid molecular change, it prompted Ighina to try an experiment even more revelatory. Through studying the corresponding vibration of the healthy bone of a rabbit, he excited the atoms of another rabbit's fractured feet until they were healed in record time. In this way, Ighina understood that 6 cells, including cancerous ones, of any individual were possible to cure through a simple gradual alternation in their vibrational index, if this was correctly calculated. These are precisely the same results Garyayev and others have been able to independently achieve, not to mention what we saw in the Russian pyramid studies. This genetic information transfer may be happening all the time, without any technology. Just by two organisms being in close proximity to each other over a prolonged period. Noted psychologist Robert Zajonc helped establish scientific proof that when people live with each other for long periods of time, say 25 years, they actually develop similar facial features. In this study, 110 participants were shown individual photographs of people in their first year of marriage, and again after 25 years of marriage. The participants were able to match up the faces after 25 years much more easily than they did after a single year of marriage. This could not be explained by people all looking the same as they got older or other predictable factors. Getting back to our laboratory DNA research. Generating hybrid creatures is one thing, but is it possible to completely transform one species into another? Dr. Peter Garyayev sent a green, non-burning laser through salamander eggs and then redirected the beam into frog eggs. Amazingly, the frog eggs completely transformed into salamander eggs. Though these salamanders hatched from the genetic material of a frog, they lived normal lives and could breed with other salamanders to produce healthy offspring. I heard about this breakthrough back in 2000, and it had a massive, life-changing effect on me. This was the direct proof I was looking for that evolution could be totally spontaneous and requires nothing more than a rearranging of the DNA molecules within an existing species. As the years went by, I carefully collected other examples of the same phenomenon, and it is a great pleasure to finally put them all together while writing this book. Of course, I feel Garyayev's discovery has profound implications for all the ancient prophecies of a coming golden age, beginning around the year 2012. Can we really be sure that we are at the pinnacle of human evolution? And how do we know the human design is only unique to the Earth? If our solar system is dipping up and down through the galactic plane in 64 million year intervals, and the fossil record is changing in 62 million year intervals, then perhaps the galaxy actually contains the source code for all life. Our movement through the galaxy may be transforming all life on Earth in regular cycles. Almost every grain of dust we see throughout the galaxy appears to be freeze-dried bacteria. This suggests that life is very, very abundant. Human life may well be a galactic design, naturally evolving on any planet that has the right conditions. Though we may find subtle differences in appearance from one planet to another, the overall look of these different species may be far, far less alien than we have been led to believe by manipulative, fear-oriented Hollywood propaganda. And best of all, we may be in line for another cosmic upgrade very soon. The proof that such sudden bursts of evolution can happen is already there in the fossil record. And we have direct proof of the mechanisms involved in Garyayev's frog salamander study, and others just like it.